When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Slickback Register.
Feeling better, buddy?
A little bit.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Over the hump.
I think, like, mentally, I'm about 95%.
There's no way.
Throat's still at about 50.
Oh, we got people talking shit on the table already.
Yeah, somebody hit on the wrong thing.
Stand on 14, wrong room.
Our dealer today is Trendy.
We just got here.
By the way. They're mad at somebody else.
Yeah, we just showed up. Got the opportunity to double down off the bat. Let him bust. Come on, brother.
Get out of here. Yeah. There we go.
Dude, Trendy's the man. Look at this guy.
You know, it's Trendy.
He's got all the tricks.
It's Trendy to get rich today. That's what's Trendy. Trendy might be my guy.
He's doing tricks on it.
Dude, Trendy will take you to a club. He'll take you to a secret club only the locals go to. He'll be like, I got you after hours.
He's a baddie. Look at him.
He'll get you some girls. Like, they won't be great girls, but they're girls, and it's fine.
Bottle service, at least. I mean, it's not a good bottle, but it's...
It's a bottle.
It's a rocks on sale
Trendy's
right
trying.
Now.
Trendy's you know? Trying.
It's a rocks on sale.
Yeah. Who owns Ciroc now? Did he still own Ciroc?
You don't think he was forced to sell?
He forced out by... Did he finally played the black card the other day? I don't know if you saw that.
Is that
he was like, white men never go to jail for this. It's like, dude, Harvey Weinstein might be in the same prison as you, I think. I'm not positive, actually, where Harvey Weinstein is.
Yeah, Weinstein, you literally just did what Weinstein did.
It's like the same fucking thing. And they made Jeffrey Epstein kill himself, so I don't know. I understand why it took you this long to play that card.
Man. Dude, Diddy was not even a... At least Weinstein produced some good movies, right?
Diddy did nothing. Weinstein's art, quite a bit greater than Diddy's art.
For sure. What's the best thing Diddy produced, other than...
Bad Boys for Life.
He killed Biggie and he killed Tupac.
Burm, 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 burm.
He's like a mass murderer. Diddy's definitely got at least double digit bodies.
Yeah, 100%. Well, actually.
Boom.
Let me put it this way on Diddy, right? I don't know how many people do you think he has personally pulled the trigger? It's like the president episode we did on Softcore, right? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about ordering a drone strike.
Dude, I think personally Diddy's probably killed with his own hands, like with a gun.
Yeah, personal trigger pulls.
Like at least a dozen.
You think so?
Yeah.
How do you even need to kill that many people?
I don't know, man. He's also probably fucked like thousands of women and men.
Oh, his body count is, I would guess, what was Wilt Chamberlain's?
He was insane, by the way. He's just, he would do liquid cocaine every single day.
Good Lord.
He's like Hitler.
Yeah.
Hitler's just all jazzed up on chem.
Out of his fucking
Diddy's
mind.
Diddy's insane. Chamberlain said, I read his autobiography.
Was it 10,000?
Yeah. But it kind of makes sense when he describes it.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, you know, a girl would approach me in the breakfast, get a couple girls in lunch. Like he would fuck like 5 or 6 girls a day.
Yeah. I what I was trying to figure out is
also
is Diddy at 5 figs?
Yeah, for sure. Because he would use his power to. I mean, he's fucked every rapper in the game.
What was that?
Every
audio,
rapper's gay, dude.
What was that audio allegedly that was like so bad? Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. There's Diddy.
Because Bad Bunny was on SNL 50 the other day, and I was like, wait,
you got fucked by Diddy.
Wait,
yeah. Biggest global superstar in the world right now.
Yeah. Oh, we got Bloom on the table now. Trendy's gone already.
Damn, dude. He was too good to last.
He was.
Diddy's definitely got some politicians wrapped up, too.
Who?
California.
Who? I don't buy it. I think Diddy's list is unserious.
You don't think it's serious?
I think Diddy's list is underwhelming as fuck.
It's Black Epstein.
I just don't. I there's just no part of me that is going to read names on that list and be like,
it's because you hate fun.
It's just not important people.
There's definitely local, like, Californian politicians on that.
It's not important people. You know what I mean? Like, Anthony Weiner got taken down in a sex scandal. He's not an important person.
There's definitely a woman on it, probably, that was important. She's probably not important anymore.
Who?
Kamala.
I don't buy it. Unless she, like...
She used to date Montel.
Unless she, like, got him off of some charges, which I could see, I guess, but, like...
She used to date Montel.
Ooh, dude. I get to double down.
You don't think Montel is at any Diddy party?
Montel is a supporter of victims. Okay, I watched a Montel episode. 21 on the double down. Let's go. I watched a Montel episode where a woman was describing how she was raped by a ghost.
I mean,
he supports victims. He would never.
You've seen a ghost in person.
I have. Wasn't sexually assaulted by it.
And it was a woman too, right?
It was a woman.
She took a gander and she was like, "Nah,
nah."
I'll pass.
It was a whole house full of sausage, you know? She had a pick of the litter.
I thought you were by yourself, though.
No, it was a normal night.
I thought you were at the fraternity house by yourself on, like, a holiday.
No. It was a normal October.
I thought
evening.
You were holding it down.
What?
You ever have the fraternity house to yourself?
Yeah, it sucked. I hated it.
It's insane.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It's too big.
I spent a Thanksgiving one year, and everyone went home because everyone lives in Florida.
Right. And no one invited the stray pup.
No, there were a couple people that, like, stayed in town, but they didn't live in the house. The house wasn't that big for us.
Okay.
But they lived around the house, so I had the whole fort to myself.
Look at you.
It was pretty sick.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Those were always the best kind of weirdest nights. It's been the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It would just be this ragtag group that you would never hang out with.
Yeah.
And then you would go to the bars and it would be locals as well.
Eww, the locals.
You almost get stabbed playing pool.
The locals were always something.
Oh, dude, she hooked Mike up.
Uh-oh. Can I double down again?
Against 7? I wouldn't.
I'm not gonna.
So quit asking.
13. Glad I didn't.
Yep. That would have been bad for you. Keep hitting.
Gonna hit again. Come on, Bloom. There we go, Bloom.
What she got? What are you working with?
What you working? Let me work
oh,
it.
No. 9. That's bad.
19. Fuck. There we go.
Ah, boy.
Fair enough, Bloom. Fair.
Well, we lost in hockey.
Yeah, I don't care.
You didn't watch the game. You were sick.
I was sick. I didn't care. Honestly, it was a great game. I tried to watch a little bit of it because I did stay up for the Mizzou game the night before, which lasted so long. And for some reason, start times in college basketball are like 8 o'clock.
A lot of back and forth. Canada gets an early lead. We answer immediately.
I know we went up 2-1.
We went 2-1. They answer immediately. Then it was just like tight buttholes for about a period.
Yep.
Went in overtime.
I will say
this. Best player in the world, Connor McDavid, just snatched our souls. Very very similar to 2010 Sidney Crosby.
Actually, you know what I saw? Because I will say, I did watch about 10 minutes of the game, like 10 minutes my time, not 10 minutes clock time. And I noticed, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, ooh, I don't think this bodes well for the United States.
Just happy for my guys. There were no Flyers on the Team USA, so a couple on Team Canada.
Well, what I was going to say was, is Canada had a pretty solid big game goalie in the net.
Bennington?
Benner wins some big games.
I heard he's ass, though.
So here's the thing about Jordan Binnington. He's either ass or he's God.
Okay. Well, he turned into God last night because he was standing on his fucking head.
Yeah. Because there was games in that Blues run to the Stanley Cup in 2019. I think game one against the Sharks in the Western Conference Finals, they won like 6-0 or something retarded. And I was just like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
And then Binner comes back and just doesn't allow a goal for like 3 games.
He made like 3 insane saves last night in the third period.
Yeah. He's a big game goalie.
And very selfish, though, of Canada. Because the game of hockey could have exploded a little bit, maybe had a little bit of a bump with Americans.
Yeah.
If Team USA wins that game, now we just go back to not caring.
Yeah, right. Now, do we crucify Team USA for being losers?
Yeah, for sure. You know what the issue is? We have by far the worst sweaters of the four teams.
Those sweaters were ass, yeah.
I mean, they're not bad, but they're
they
not.
Could be better.
Everything else, everybody else, like Canada, they have the maple leaf.
We need a fucking...
Sweden is so fire.
Sweden's is
Sweden
always
has the best
the three
sweaters.
Crowns.
Honestly, the best colors, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just great color combination.
We need a goddamn eagle.
Dude, just we like, literally just need an eagle head, like, yeah. With USA written across it.
Actually, you know what we should probably do is... basically rip off the Washington Capitals jerseys. You know what I'm talking about? With the eagle?
And maybe.
The star.
Something. We can get a little better than that. I'm not a big Caps guy.
I'm not a big Caps guy either, but that's a good sweater. That's a good sweater.
It depends which one you're talking about, because the one I'm thinking of, I'm not digging it. The red one?
No.
Yeah, we're going to have to... Oh, like the old Caps.
Yeah.
Kind of like mid-2000 Caps?
Late 90s, mid-2000s.
Okay, because they don't have those anymore.
I used to have this. This is how much I love this. I got this as a kid, even though I didn't give a fuck about the Caps.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That one, for sure.
This is an all fucking time.
We can do a little better. We can
we can touch it up.
Touch it up, yeah. Red, white, and blue.
I lost my seat. Sorry, Bloom. What? Dude, Mike is such a simp. He keeps tipping $5. You little cuck.
He's betting 200. 225, 250. He's amping it up.
Damn, dude. Hey, we don't unit love here.
Okay. We don't shame or love.
Yeah. We're unit agnostic.
Well, you're the one that's always be like, you bitch ass, you only bet $5, $10, $20.
I'm not gonna sit here and get yelled at by someone betting $10. I'm just not doing it. I'm just not. Ah, bust. Damn it. Damn it, Bloom.
It is also a shame that the Flyers suck ass.
Yeah, the Blues are probably not going to make the playoffs either.
And it honestly, it makes sense. It's my hockey following. Like, I was really locked in until 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a combination of the Flyers losing to the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup and Team USA losing to Team Canada.
Yeah.
Like, Crosby and Patrick Kane ripped my heart out, that to the point that I just stopped caring.
Can't have nothing.
I became numb.
Yeah.
And honestly, we do need a hockey guy here now. Maybe I need to get back.
You're going
to
be a hockey guy? It's very East Coast.
Yeah, it's hard to follow when you're here. I mean, I guess actually it's not
you just
anymore.
Get ESPN Plus. It's very easy.
I know. You can watch every game on ESPN Plus.
It is, in fact, so fucking easy to follow hockey.
It was really hard for like fucking a decade, all right? It's gotten easy, and I was not aware until like 3 weeks ago you could watch every game on ESPN Plus.
Or Hulu, which through ESPN Plus, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I get that.
This is MyBookie Live Casino. It's brought to you by Hulu.
Hulu does live sport. No, for real.
I think you can actually watch shit on MyBookie, too.
Oh, for sure.
I think MyBookie has a very a streaming service of... We don't need to worry about the legality. But yeah. You can bet hockey on MyBookie, though, which is fun as fuck if you're a psychopath. Although I feel like if you think a team is going to win, the spread's usually just -1.5 on every hockey game, right?
No, it's just usually a pick 'em.
It's usually a pick 'em?
Yeah. Hockey, baseball is pick 'ems.
No.
I mean, you can do goals and a half.
Baseball is always 1.5.
That's a spread, but that's not how people gamble baseball.
I know, but there are spread. What I was going to say, though, with the spreads on hockey is that you get empty netters. A lot at the end of the game. So the 1.5 is basically like...
Right, but that's, again, these are just like alt-line things. Like 1.5 is just like a default for baseball. But nobody bets that.
Yeah, you bet the money line.
You bet the money line.
I agree. I know. I bet baseball all the time. But I'm saying there's a little more value in a hockey spread versus a baseball spread.
Nope. There's no more dangerous lead than 2 goals.
Well, what about a 2-goal lead with 10 seconds left?
It's pretty dangerous. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. Bloom has been pretty mid.
She's been all right. Hey, hey. There you go. I like it though. I'd have a good conversation with Bloom.
You think so?
Yeah, we get along. I think we're similar souls.
I think she would throw a drink in your face.
Like, for what?
Get away from me.
For what?
I'm just looking at you.
Sure, I'd shake my penis at her.
That's why, dude.
Oh. Is that not a custom where they're from? Dude, Mike is such a simp. He's tipped again. I'm gonna one up him.
Gonna stay on the 17. She's gonna flip another 10.
I'm chilling on a 20. So
golf bets aren't going bad so far.
Oh, how you doing this week?
Jaeger, EVR, and Springer, all in the mix.
Okay,
all three picks are kind of like they're doing okay.
Oh, I just tipped her $100 on accident.
It's early, obviously.
Yeah, that's right, girl. Mike can suck my dick.
You tipped Why did you do that?
Fucking. Yeah, who's a cuck now, Mike? You little bitch. She loves me.
And she gave you blackjack. Or she gave me blackjack.
Yeah. She knows you're my boy.
She knows. Suck it, Mike.
Mike, yeah, suck my dick, Mike. You little pussy. Give me that five, girl. It's all right. I still love you.
Do you have a 10 or the 2?
She has a 10 and a 2.
Yeah.
Oh, but we busted, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. But she was showing a 10. That's why you hit. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not fucking hitting on a 16 against a 2.
I was like, you fucking moron.
No. I guess you stopped paying attention because you have blackjack. So.
Yeah. I just kind of checked out, dog. There we go. Chance to double down. Give Mike a 3. Oh, she gave him a 2. Sick double down, dude.
Yeah. Bloom knows.
Give me a 10. Come on. Put it right in his face. Bang.
Boom.
Bang.
Mike, you bitch.
She gonna time it, though. We're going to push. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. It's time to get real here. 1,000 on the table. I'm going to show Mike who the real man is. And I'm going to tip her another $25. Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike. Who you think you is? Yeah.
He just said dirty.
Yeah, suck my dick, Mike. Dude, it is my mission now to make Mike feel bad about himself. Dirty and not in a good way. You think you're funny, Mike? Okay, I got 18. Mike says, dirty and not in a good way. I'm going to say, no such thing.
All right, she got 12. Come on, flip a 10. Flip a 10.
No such thing.
Go. Oh, no.
Shower me in filth, mama.
She just took $1,000 from you.
Oh, it's fine.
Is it?
Yeah. I said, no such thing. Shower me in filth, mama. So I'm letting Mike know what kind of player I am. Dan's going to poop, I think. Oh, I had to get his phone. Dan's got texts to send. Big business Dan. With the slick back, he works on Wall Street now.
Yeah, got to close deals. It's not that. I'm just checking some scores. Can't do it on my screen.
Yeah, fair. Wait, is golf already teed off?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Jaeger 6-under. Van Rooyen's 4-under.
Where are they playing?
Mexico.
Ah, okay.
Leaders are at 8-under.
Okay. Got 14 against the 3. I guess I'll chill on that.
Oh, double down, baby. Give it to me. Ah. Cool 16, dude.
Let's see. 6, 17. Boy. 20.
Did she she just fuck us? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, she fucked us hard. Bloom has been actually killing us.
I'm like even right now, so I'll put Foghorn on the table.
I've been getting killed, but it's fine. I love her. I'm not too mad at her. I just want
there
Mike.
We go. Come on, ace.
I want Mike to lose every hand.
Why
can't let me double down?
Why do you hate Mike so much,
dude? Mike's
dude?
A bitch. I'm gonna fuck him up.
We're supposed to be. I mean, it's not like we're a team, but it's profitable for everybody if we all win.
Rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm firing torpedoes in a fucking circle, dog, as the tide rises.
Boom. Let's go. Dubs.
This is my tide. There can only be one.
We can all roll tide.
Nah. Well, only the Missouri Tigers roll those tides. You know what I mean?
Go that, Tigers. You guys are going to get bounced in like the first round. It's going to be sick.
There's no way. There's just no way. It just can't happen.
What do you mean it can't happen? It for sure always happens every year.
It does not always happen every year. Last time we
like a really good team gets bounced in the first round.
Missouri every year.
No. But what are you guys projected to be right now?
I think Lenardi has a new one out today. We were on the 5 line. We should be up to I feel like we should be up to the 4 line after that.
I don't know if you want to be a 4.
I think that do I want to be a 5?
I think that 4-13 matchup is the new 5-12.
No, they can't handle us. We too good. We too strong.
You want to catch like a really hot like 30 win
mid-major? I'm not worried about a mid-major.
They never are.
There's many, many times I was.
You get like an Ivy League team that just rains threes on you?
I mean, we were eliminated by an Ivy League team the last time we were in the tournament, so fair enough. But they weren't raining threes. It was Princeton doing their fucking Princeton offense, just like precision pass, precision pass, precision pass.
You guys aren't disciplined enough.
They weren't. We are.
All right, let's put 1,000 on the table. Stop messing around here, lady.
Okay. Oh man, we got a deep table today. These tables are getting full. You love to see it.
I don't know if I do. I don't like that many people.
You don't like that many
controlling
that many
the
inputs?
Cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me an ace. Come on.
Oh, Josh is at the table now too.
13, sick. That's this is how you get 13s.
Yeah.
And you got to sit against her too.
Well, I got a 19 here.
We have Vale doubling down.
She doing a little dance? That's cool.
Mike, you gonna double down?
Mike, you gotta double down. He didn't double down? What a bitch. Oh, I pushed.
I lost a lot.
Skeet.
I hate you.
Skeet.
It's not my mission to see you financially ruined.
Oh, Mike said he tried to double.
You mad, bro?
Yeah, too slow.
Did you hack his computer and not be able to?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to tell Mike, like my boy Andrew Tate says.
No, EVR just made double. Sick.
I'm actually, this guy seems pretty chill. I'm not going to harass a MyBookie customer. as fun as it is to be a fucking dickhole in the chat, he's done nothing to offend me. We got a 17. She's got a 5. I'm chilling.
Go 10-10. There it is.
Bam. Boom.
Jaeger is 7 under. Love to see that.
Is he in the lead?
No, he's 2 back.
2 back? Damn. Is this going to be a...
Yeah, you got to go low.
Yeah.
Like every day-ish. Winner will probably be like around 20 under.
Damn. What did Ludwig win at?
In a Torrey?
Yeah.
I think 12 or 13.
Okay.
Yeah, Mexico's not hard. This is all the scrubs going low.
Trying to stack fucking shitty wins. All right, Bloom, come up.
Jake just texted us if we're staying warm. just throwing it in our face that Florida's probably like 70 degrees
it's
right now.
It's the only place in the country that's not fucking cold. Like, literally.
Come on. 18.
Jeez.
She's going to flip out. Yep. Sick.
Getting sick, crushed sick. Today.
All right.
Let's, nah, nah, nah.
I'm going to get it back.
Yeah, I'm going 1,000 on the table. Let these nerds know what's up.
She's pointing at us. Or no, Josh tipped her $5. She's
oh, man,
tips.
Josh, you little...
Is Josh now on your radar?
Simp City over here.
Come on.
Bloom is my girl.
My girl.
And if you're wondering, no, my marriage is not legal on whatever island she lives on.
Just the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You can't. Your marriage isn't legal in any country that doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States.
I think they do.
Mm-mm.
Where are they based?
I think it's Antigua.
Yeah.
Look, if it's a tax haven, it's a dick haven.
You just go to that island that the cruise line owns.
Little desert island.
Pablo Escobar's.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hitting. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. 19, let's go.
Come on, give me a big number. Big 10, 10, 10. Bang! There we go. You love to see it. You love to see it, Bloom.
What's love?
Got to do. Bust. Let everybody win. Let everybody get some.
Boom!
Well, I won. You won. The whole table didn't win.
Oh, la, 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 la. Let's do it, dude. That was sick.
What's love? Got to do. Got to do with it.
Oh, wait, what did she say? Are you going to bed? She put her hands next to her face. I don't know. Okay, I got a 16. What are you working with, Bloom?
Yeah, 20, buddy.
I think she's about to.
Oh, she just flipped 20
yeah,
on us.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that
honestly
hurts.
If you're gonna give me, if you're gonna go blackjack, please do it when you give me something like a fucking 16. Like, just because I don't want to waste my time.
Damn, dude, I knew I should have bet on this fucking South African fat boy.
What?
Aldrich Potgieter.
What's he at?
He hits the ball a mile. He's at 9 under. But
it's Friday.
He's like, I don't know, but he is he's like 20. And he looks like Augustus Gloop. I'm not kidding. He like is just a grown-up version of Augustus Gloop.
That's funny.
It's the fattest child.
Why don't you bet Fatty Live?
I wonder what he is.
I'm sure his odds are still plus. It's not like he's a real person.
Oh, dude, they're for sure plus. He might be like... Let's see.
Okay.
But to begin the week, he's probably like 100 to 1.
Okay. Boom.
We all win? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
What's up? Got to do. Got to do. Now he's 6 to 1. What?
Holy shit.
Gross.
Not.
My guy, though, he's 12 to 1. He's fine.
12 to 1. I feel like those odds aren't very long for what you usually fuck around with.
Well, I picked him at the start of the week. He was 25 to 1.
Okay.
He's 7 under. He's 2 back. So, yeah, half that.
Okay. Makes more sense.
He was kind of one of the top dogs. He's one of the few people in this field that has a win.
Like, at all, at
yeah.
any point.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Steven Yeager is always
Boom.
Good in my book, though. He beat Scotty Scheffler last year in the Houston Open, won me money.
There you go.
For the show.
Look at that. Wait, was Scheffler second?
Yeah.
Shit.
Scheffler missed like a 5-foot putt to tie him. And Yeager won.
Scotty haunted by his putting.
I think he's okay.
I've always said that Scotty's probably one of the worst golfers I've ever seen, just based on putting alone.
Mm-hmm. Every other aspect he's great at. He's like number one at everything else. Like driving, irons. Yeah. Just data-wise, in the tour right now, he's like top dog driving, top dog irons, top dog short game. It's hard to lose.
Yeah. What's she flipping? A two? I'll just chill on the 20.
She's like, split him, dude. It's like, no, I have 20.
Yeah, and I just want the money.
Just give me my money.
Yeah.
And she's not going to give it to you either. 14? Oh, come on, 10. Bang!
There we go.
Let's go. We're still back to even. Dude, we got valet taking two seats. We got Josh being a big baller. Oh, speaking of big ballers, you see Lamar Ball? Who? Or LeVar Ball?
LeVar Ball.
Lost his foot. Got it amputated.
What?
LeVar Ball's the dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He got his foot amputated.
What?
Yeah.
Couldn't have happened to a better guy.
I don't know what happened, but he doesn't have a foot now.
Oh, that's honestly funny.
I don't have that kind of, you know, venom for LeVar Ball.
He's a terrible person.
Bang, 20. Let's go. He honestly is a great dad. Got, like, 2 out of 3 of his kids to the league. Did everything possible for a father.
Yeah.
Got them a little bit of fame.
Man, what the fuck? Why did he get his foot amputated?
Was it diabetes?
Suffering a serious medical issue. It was probably a blood clot or some shit.
That's probably it. Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
It's actually from the shoes.
That was the joke I was going to make on
Twitter.
The
big baller brand.
Yeah, man, those big baller brand shoes just...
really cut the circulation to your foot off.
I wonder what... a modern amputation surgery is like. Like, you just take a circular saw real quick. You're just like, good to go. They're fully under. It's not like they're kicking.
Oh, no, they give you a little bit of whiskey and then they take a bone saw.
How would you like to do this, sir? Modern or Civil War? Like, you know what? I'm a history buff. Get that hacksaw out.
All right. Let's put $1,000 on the table. Let's put our nuts on the table.
All right. We'll show... show Josh what's up. Oh, Josh thinks he's big man. Put 200 on. Think you're big, Josh? Think you're big man, Josh? Tip $5, put 200 on the table.
Why
you're big man?
Why are you trying to just dick measure right now?
Think you're big man? Because I'm so weak that I need to feel strong.
Any way you can.
Yeah.
All right, we got 7.
What she got here?
She got 7.
I'm going to chill on the 17.
Give me either a 10 or a 4.
Okay.
Oh, sick 2, bro. Keep going.
Let it ride. Another two.
No. We'll take the 10, and she'll flip a 10, and we win. Come on. Flip the 10. Yeah.
Ugh, I pushed.
Sorry. Yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big shot. We're up like $1,500 right now.
There you go. Putting $1,000 back on the table. Let Josh know. What Josh tip? $5? He's $10, baby. Yeah, girl.
She's giving you the hearts.
Yeah, girl.
And she's out.
Oh, see you, baby.
Do you think they split tips?
I assume that someone steals all of them, so I don't know.
Yeah, they probably don't get any of them.
Yeah. They're like, there's just someone off camera with a pistol, like, smile.
All right, we got like a 14-year-old kid dealing cards.
Cyrus, that is a fitting name.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Dealer's got zero.
I got 13.
What do I got here? 16. Stupid.
Against a 6.
Don't love it.
Just stay.
Don't love any of it.
He's going to go 10-10. We're fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta let... It's in God's hands now.
Having some camera issues with the MyBookie Casino.
It's been a little choppy today. I think there's a storm in the Caribbean right now.
Yeah, it's called Dan and Bob.
Yeah.
There we go. 16.
Boom!
Bust.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm not tipping this twink anything.
He's got the diamond studs in the air already.
Yeah, you got plenty of money, pal. With off your crypto, he's probably crypto mining. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. I wonder if... That's probably why crypto's down, is because of the weather.
Yeah. I mean, if you lived on one of these islands and just knew how to knew anything about anything, why would you not just get a solar panel and start crypto mining?
I don't think it's that easy.
I think it's actually that easy, and I think we're fools for not doing it.
You're using so much energy.
I think first off, he's...
You don't know basic math anyway. How are you going to crypto mine?
It's easy. You set up a solar panel.
You're going to let AI
hook it up to a
crypto mine for you?
And you say, ChatGPT, start crypto mining. It's like so easy. People are stupid.
People are dumb.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. How could you not do that? Why are you still here then, if that's the case?
I'm just busy.
Too busy to make generational wealth?
I'm just busy. Kids and stuff, yeah. It's a single man's game.
Going to Puerto Rico. I'm going to stay on the 17. He's got the ace. He's going to find a way to fuck us. Yeah, you got to hit.
Yeah.
12. Don't like that.
Nah, I don't love it.
He's losing his mind.
He's a squirrely kid. Gonna keep going. Bust. There we go. This kid cracks me up, actually.
Dude, he's blocking out the haters.
I'll smoke weed with this kid for sure.
Bang. 17.
There you go.
Little push. I'll put 1,000 on the table.
All right.
What time is it? We got plenty of time. Never mind.
Yeah, we're good. I'm good.
I'm just thinking of
we got a schedule,
Citizen.
Full schedule today.
Mm-hmm.
We still got to do college basketball, Citizen, and main show. A lot of shit. Busy studio.
Joel's still asleep.
As well, he should be.
Been sleeping indoors.
So is he back there?
Yeah.
Good. I don't feel comfortable with him sleeping in his trailer when it's 20 degrees.
I think it's wet, too.
What does he got? An 8?
Sick. I like the 12 against when I put $1,000 on the table. It's what you really asked for.
Yeah. 18. All right.
Small number, small number, small number, small number. Not that. Fuck.
Ah.
I'm only up like $500 now.
Boom. That stinks. I'm also worried just because I'm also worried just because I feel like Joel would have like a space heater that would emit too much carbon dioxide and choke him to death.
Yeah, he gave the space heater to Jesse yesterday.
No, I mean in his trailer.
Mm-hmm. So he would probably choke on it. Yeah.
Feels like a good asphyxiation candidate.
Yeah, probably.
You're like, what happened? He lived in a trailer? Like, if you just read that. If you didn't know him or us or anything and you just read that news story, like, what? He lived in a trailer behind work? His wife lived in Eastern Europe? Well, yeah, like, yeah, that checks out. That's exactly the type of person I'd expect to asphyxiate from a face. He checks a troubling amount of boxes.
I'm going to double down here. Just hope he gives me a 10. Give me that 10, dude. Gross. He's going to give himself a 10. Sick.
Oh boy.
Sick.
Right. Oh boy.
All right, let's do this.
What are you doing?
Thousy.
Gur? I'm just doing 100.
Give me a G.
Dude, Josh is still simping. Now he's tipping Cyrus.
Was Josh ever tipping?
Yeah, Josh was tipping before. He was tipping Bloom, too. What's your game, Josh? You don't think Cyrus could be mine? You don't think I could have Cyrus?
I don't think you could.
I don't like that attitude. I take what I want.
Damn, dude, the pot man's getting a 10 under.
What? Fatty?
Fatty. Boom, batty.
Ooh, Josh got some aces.
Is he going to flip his card? Like, tell us what he has.
Cyrus, what are you doing? Okay, he's got a 4.
Come on, buddy. Give me a 6. There it is. Now give me a 10.
I would stand, actually.
On an 11. Fuck. That's not what I wanted, dude.
Oh.
Damn, dude. Josh.
For Josh.
This is what happens right, when you sin. Shit. Every time he has a small number, he
builds.
Yep. Fuck. That sucks.
Wasn't ideal. Didn't like it.
That sucks.
Josh tipped again. Think you're better than me? Think you're better than me, Josh?
Fine. Let's go. Jaeger to 8 under.
2 back still?
1 back now.
1 back.
All right. About to be 2 back. Unless Fatty misses a 3-footer.
3 feet's a tough distance for the obese. It's not a normal it's not a normal distance for them. Josh, by the way, not fucking around, for those who don't know. We never play the rummy or the pair bets on the side or whatever.
Truthfully, I don't really know what they mean.
He's playing all of them.
Truthfully.
If you bet pair, pays 11 to 1. If you bet rummy, it pays 9 to 1. I forget what the other one, I forget what the T is. But he put $5 on T also, which pays out even bigger, I believe.
Tell him to spill the tea.
That's some hot tea.
Any hot stove news?
No.
Well, spring training started, right?
Yeah, the first spring training game was yesterday, I believe.
Then I saw someone got a pitcher get fucking hit in the head.
Did they?
Saw a highlight. I don't know.
I saw some college dude get rocked in the fucking face.
In the dome?
Yeah. Because college baseball started a week ago. But
that sucks, dude.
What?
It's so cold right now.
Oh, God.
Playing baseball in this shit?
That's why when people are like, you never go to Mizzou baseball games when you're in college?
No.
I was like, it started in February. Do you know what mid-Missouri is like in fucking February? It's like, also, A, the basketball season's still going on. B, it's just cold as shit. I mean, I do regret not going to watch Max Scherzer pitch, I suppose, but... You know, we all have our regrets.
Was he a Tiger?
Yeah. Scherzer was a Tiger when I was there.
I like him less now.
I know you do. Go get ready to talk a lot about the Missouri Tigers later today on the College Basketball Show.
Why? What have they done?
Because we good. 3 top 5 wins.
Come on.
4th place in the SEC.
Yeah, dude. You're just stat padding.
We're coming.
You're stat padding.
We coming. Dennis Gates, National Coach of the Year, many are saying.
I don't think anyone's saying that.
Many are saying. SEC Coach of the Year, for sure.
Many cases like this. Oh, he froze.
Yeah.
What happened?
Cyrus.
No.
Come on. Might need to just hit
Big boys popping.
I'm going to hit refresh. Everything is stopping. There we go. I busted. Don't know what happened.
What did I do? Oh, I got 13.
I mean, I would have hit on that anyway, so it's fine.
21. Let's go.
There you go.
Hey.
You want to do one more hand after this?
Let's do one more hand.
One big, bad 1K hand for Cyrus. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm back to even. Let's just go.
Let's just fucking get
balls it. Balls to the wall. If I'm down a G, I'm down a G.
I'm feeling great today. I'm just normal sick, not death sick. We're going to fucking crush it.
Better be okay by Sunday.
I'll be fine by Sunday. I'll definitely be good by Sunday.
Boom. not a great start.
18. All right, yeah. I'll take it. All right. Let's do it. I like Cyrus. Cyrus is cracking me up.
There we go. Glad I didn't double down. Now give me the 10.
There you go.
Give me the 10.
Get it. All right. Ah,
you bitch.
Could be worse.
He's going to build. You know he's going to build. Cyrus is a builder.
Yeah. He's an engineer.
Come on, 10. Bang! Boom.
Let's go.
What a day.
What a day. Cyrus, we love you, buddy. We stuck with Josh. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Bloom's okay.
Yeah. We'll see you later.
Adios.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.